Well, good morning. It is 6:19 a.m. on Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. 39 degrees, which is just about 5 degrees Celsius. Yeah. 90% humidity. No big hair dude on the train. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. I'm beginning to question the use of big hair dude as a metric for the morning walk. Beginning to doubt his existence at all. No, not that. But it's so rare. The tides of his life may have shifted to the point where he's not taking the north-south train at 6 in the morning. Whew. Go, truck. At which point, continuing to cast about for the poor guy is pointless. I don't know. We'll hold on to it for a few more days, but if he doesn't turn up, may just let it go. So I met with the doc yesterday. Talked about diabetes and tendonitis. So we agreed that we're not going to do meds right off the bat, because I'm right on the cusp. I'm right, you know, my triglycerides level is just above that level that they say, oop, diabetes. So if I can get my triglycerides down and my A1C count down over the next 3 months, then good, yay. Risks and perils averted, continue as you are. There'll be no going back to eating whole bags of golden Oreo double stuffs. Oh well. And everything in moderation. But yeah, it's like, okay, I'm here for this. And I was going through the list of things that you, good dietary choices for diabetes. And it's, of course, sugar, obviously. Refined sugar, get that out of the system as much as possible. But also, white flour. Not white flour, processed flour, I guess. Basically, white bread, rice, and pasta. It's like I'm going through the Blue Apron and Home Chef recipes. It's like, oh crap. Yes, the cough still lingers. But whole grain rice, brown rice, whole wheat bread, anything that's made with whole grain and not processed refined flour is okay. So, I'm just going to stock up on brown rice and whole wheat pasta to swap out of, because Blue Apron is they always have some sort of foundational carb of some kind. I just need to go from the white variety to the whole variety, which, you know, a small thing. A subtle tweak to the flavor profile. And a little bit more DIY to the whole process, which I am absolutely here for. So that went well. And got into the studio again. I sound like Nick Dulte gargling razor blades, but I got there. And it's not that bad. I overstate. But I'm producing the audio. And it's like, it don't sound like me. It doesn't sound bad, but it just doesn't sound like me. So that process continues as well. Yay. Got so many irons in the fire. It's like you got to be patient. Any kind of talent-based job search is like, you know, unless they're, you know, it's interesting. Homes.com got back to me like just like a week or two after I submitted, which was awesome. But every other gig that I've gotten since has been, you know, weeks, months after you submit. Pals, you get a response back, if you get any at all. So, good morning. So, and you know, you can't sit there staring at your inbox waiting for an email to come in. Just keep tossing stuff out there. Which is, you know, I think that's the hardest thing for me, because there's, I don't know, digging the helmet. Dinosaur, red dinosaur spines on her biker helmet. That was badass. But I don't, you know, fire and forget. Just let it go. Put it out there. If it comes back, it doesn't, whatever. I don't know if that's arrogance or just a knowledge that I'm a hands-on kind of guy. I know that if someone gets to know me, then there's a much better chance that whatever it is that we're doing will come through. I'm not like other people. I remember back in frickin' St. Louis, I was looking for an apartment. Found this great duplex. This house had been cut into two floors, apartment above and below. Great house, great price, great location. And put in for, to lease the place. And the agent that I was going through said no, he declined. It's like, why? I've got first, last month's rent. I've got all the criteria. Why did he refuse? Because I had a bankruptcy on my record. It's like, he did a background check, as is his right and privilege and absolutely should, and saw the bankruptcy. And it's like, do you accept that? Not she, in my head, in your life question, do you accept that or do you push back? Do you redouble your efforts? And I redoubled my efforts. I said, look, you know, I forget exactly the arguments that I marshaled, but morning. But it was, I'm good for it. And I'll be a good tenant. And, you know, eventually I got the apartment. So, the notion of all of these cool jobs and options and opportunities going out and not being able to shepherd them through the process, is a little frustrating. By the same token, I absolutely acknowledge the arrogance that's built around that. It's like, we can't trust these people to do their job. And that's not it at all. That's just me acknowledging that when you get 100 applicants, that maybe it's tough to spot the redeeming qualities of each one. And that if I could just give a spark of my mojo, which I guess I do through the narration reels and cover letters, which is all you get. So, whatever. I guess it's the same with relationships, really. And why maybe I try a little hard in relationships that I am invested in, that I want to see the future of. Which, in that case, I guess it's more, just let it go, Dave. I look for, well, and that's it. See, I'm looking for reasons to engage because A, I really like engaging with these people, and B, I don't know, because if I don't, they'll lose interest. I don't know. There's a line between caring and caring too much and being able to just let something be what it's going to be. And there's a part of me in the back of my head says, yeah, but if you let it be what it's going to be and you don't apply yourself 100% to the outcome, then you screwed up. You didn't try hard enough to make it work. And, you know, there's that, if you have to try hard, is that something that needs to happen? But by the same token, if you don't try, it's just me going around in my head. This is not angst or worry or fretting, just the usual overthinking. And the overthinking that has gotten us all the way back to Jameson Square. Tonight I get to cook dinner for Muse. Don't know what Blue Apron's bringing in, but we'll pick from that bill of fare, and then I'll get to spend an evening cooking and feasting with my love, and that will be nice. So, all right. That's a walk for Tuesday. Oh, Taco Tuesday. Or the day with no nickname. I hope you have a splendid Tuesday. I hope. There we go. I hope you try just enough. I hope you find that perfect balance between letting it be and making it happen. There it is, right there. Let it be, make it happen. There's the polarity right there, the fine line that we'll walk, the tightrope. I hope you walk it gracefully and find balance in all of that. And however it goes down, a tool to achieve that balance is the wise words of Brother Zigzag. Despite everything, create. In that regard, there is no balance line or fine tightrope to walk. There is create or create not, as Yoda would say. But add to the world with intent, with desire, and love fearlessly. Even though you have a tendency to overthink and... it's okay. There's love underneath it. There's passion and joy. And faith. Which I guess what fearlessness is fearlessness is all about. I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.